In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Catholic Epistles, in this ending Easter time, bring the recommendations of the Apostles to the Universal Church. This is the reason why we call those Epistles Catholic. They were not addressed to one community in particular, but to all communities. To use well, then, the gift of the Holy Ghost. The last Sundays, it was St. James, and today, St. Peter. For charity covers a lot of sins. Charity, the bond of perfection, consists in the fellowship, friendship with God, our Creator. According to nature, it is not even thinkable, although by grace of divine adoption, it is real. As wrote St. Paul in the first epistle to the Corinthians, the God who has called you into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful to his promise. Charity is the love of God for himself. As a virtue, charity has also a practical aspect for us. Charity is a virtue which, when our affections are perfectly ordered, unites us to God, for by it we love him, wrote St. Augustine. A virtue is the disposition of a perfect thing to that which is best. Considering our ultimate end, charity is the most excellent virtue. For charity covers a lot of sins, covers or operates. It refers to actions, and among them, the acts of the penitent in the sacrament of confession, contrition, confession, and satisfaction. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, among the penitent's acts, contrition occupies first place. Contrition is a sorrow of the soul and detestation for the sin committed together with the resolution to not sin again. We understand that charity as a chief virtue orders one's being, thought, and action towards its end, its happiness. Because of this excellence, it makes possible perfect contrition. When it arises from a love by which God is loved above all else, contrition is called perfection, contrition of charity. Such contrition remits venial sins. It also obtains forgiveness of mortal sins if it includes the firm resolution to have recourse to sacramental confession as soon as possible. And as a complement, the Catechism continues, the contrition called imperfect is also a gift of God, a prompting of the Holy Spirit. It is born of the considerations of sin's ugliness or the fear of eternal damnation and the other penalties threatening the sinner. Contrition of fear. Imperfect contrition cannot obtain the forgiveness of grave sins, but it disposes one, it makes one able to obtain forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. From the effect of charity on our contrition, we can measure the degrees, the grades, in the possession of the gift of God, from the fear of the Lord to wisdom. Because from the beginning you are with me, said the good Lord. There he is encouraging his disciples in perseverance and faithfulness. It is presented as an effect of their cooperation, since the beginning, that they will receive the fullness of the gift of God. Wisdom, an intellectual virtue, is considered here as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom denotes a certain rectitude of judgment. First, an account of perfect use of reason. Secondly, an account of a certain connaturality with the matter about which one has to judge. The gift of wisdom can be opposed to worldly wisdom on some occasion. Wisdom as practical virtue moved by charity cannot be imitated by a nature rebelled against God. By a nature in rebellion against God. As we read in the Holy Scriptures, the wisdom of man is not with me in the book of Proverbs and in the epistle to the Corinthians, who of God is made into us wisdom. The gift of God himself makes us truly wise. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering a worship to God. The cause is given. The persecutors have not known the Father nor me, said Jesus. We have here the link between devotion, faithfulness, and fullness of revelation and knowledge. It calls us to recline more often on the most sacred heart by affection and actions, and to receive a more complete knowledge of his mystery. This warning given to the apostles reminds us every year to please God rather than men, and listen to men because of God and through God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.